Very exciting to be back in Yerushalayim. Yer Kodesh, welcome to the new faces. And I guess every time we come back to Yerushalayim, each of us gets a little bit of a new face. It's a different thing to be here. The air is different. Everything slows down and speeds up at the same time. I can't really explain it, what it's like to be back. But we're very fortunate to be here and to be able to study the simple letters of the Aleph Beis. My father was once asked a question in Kabbalah. Somebody once came to my father and asked him a question about the mystical tradition. And my father said, whoa, stop. And I said, hold on a second. He said, all I want is that after 120, when I leave the world, at least maybe I'll know the Aleph Beis. That's what he said. And my father knows the Aleph Beis. And probably part of why we're doing this is because my father helped me to see that even something as quote-unquote simple as the letters of the Aleph Beis, something which seems to be so generic, something which we're so familiar with, is filled with infinite depth and infinite light. So Baruch Hashem, we've arrived at the letter Samach, and we have a few letters to go until we reach the end of the Aleph Beis, at which point we'll have to decide what we're going to do. Mazel tov, mazel tov. And so we'll begin with the Gemara in Tanis, and Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. And we'll read this Gemara, we'll come back to it at the end, hopefully we'll understand more deeply what the Gemara is telling us. The Gemara says, Amar Ula, Birei Amar Rabbi Eliezer. A teaching from Rabbi Eliezer, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasos Machol LaTzadikim, V'hu Yoshev Beineihem Began Eden, V'kol Echad V'echad Mar Batzbo. In the future to come, Hashem is going to make a great circle for the Tzadikim. And He's going to sit in the middle of that circle in Gan Eden. And each and every person is going to point with his finger. Shenemar va'amar bayom ha'hu hine elokeinu zeh, kivinu lo v'yoshienu zeh Hashem kivinu lo, negilu v'nismcha b'yishuasa. That each person is going to say, Bayom hu anatei, hine elokeinu zeh. Hine and zeh are a lashon of pointing. Like we say, matzazu, maror zeh, at the Seder. And what does it say in everyone's Haggadah? It says, at this point, one is supposed to point, lift up the matzahs, point to the... And from here, Chazal learn that on that great day, La'asid Lavo, Hashem is going to make a tremendous circle, Machul L'Tzadikim. And the Tzadikim will dance around HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol and point to the middle of that circle and say, this is our God, this is our God we've been serving and yearning for our entire lives. So we'll return to that Gemara at the end. But first we have a little bit of work to do in order to try to understand it. There's a Medrash Tehillim, the Medrash Shachar Tov in Tehillim, or at least so it's quoted in the Svarim HaKadoshim. It's not possible to find this Medrash. I wasn't able to locate it in its original source, but nonetheless, we believe that the Tzaddikim had this in their Medrash Tehillim. And hopefully part of what we're doing, of course, we're studying the letter Samach, but as we've found so many times, somehow Hashem always leads us that in each of the letters that we're studying, because of the infinite nature of that letter, it's possible to learn out from that letter not only lessons in Avodas Hashem, of course that's our main goal here in this Chabura, but it's amazing always how it ties into the particular time that we find ourselves in, because each of the letters is connected to everything. So if it were Sukkot right now, we'd find out how it ties into Sukkot, and if it's Pesach, we'd find out how it ties into Pesach. But remarkably, this letter Samach, as we are going to see, ties very much into the Avodah of Chodesh El. And that Avodah of Chodesh El, which takes us all the way through Sukkot, Mirus Hashem is our topic for this evening. The Medrash in Tehillim in source number 2 tells the story that Maisa b'achsanai shebal ir hamelech v'lon b'chutz. A story about a certain guest, an achsanai, a person who was looking for a place to rest his weary feet from travel, who came to the Ir HaMelech, he came to the royal city, and decided to sleep outside on the street. sleep outside on the street in the royal city, that doesn't paint a very good picture of the king. You have homeless people in your city. So inevitably what happened, Matzu Shomrei HaMelech, the policemen were walking around outside, they see what they presume to be a drunk man on the street. V'hachlu lakoso, and they begin to beat this person, to tell him, move, this is not a, you can't sleep here, this is the king's city, it's the royal city. Amar lahem, al takuni, don't hit me. Shmi b'nei beis hamelechani, because I am one of the sons of the king. Kevan sheshamuke, and once the guards heard that he was the son of the king, hanichu v'shamru ad haboker. They left him, they let him alone. V'shamru ad haboker, and they guarded him until the morning. Baboker heviu etzel hamelech, in the morning they brought him in front of the king, amar lo hamelech, and the king said, b'ni makirata osi. Do you recognize me? I'm sorry, is there something that I don't know? Do I have a child walking around the world that I don't know about? Do you even recognize me? Amar lo lav. He said, I don't recognize you. V'im kein hayach ata ben beisi. So then how could you say that you're a member of my household? Listen to these words. Amar lo, he says to the melech, bevakasha mimcha, I beseech you, your highness. Eini ben beisecha, I'm not a member of your house. V'lo ra'isicha me'olam, I've never seen you in my life. But I trusted in you that if I would use your good name and I would say that I am a member of your house, then certainly you would have mercy on me in the morning. I knew that your shomrim didn't necessarily know who I was and didn't want to hear stories, but I knew if I could get an audience with the king, I trusted in your mercy, and therefore I said that I'm b'nei melech, I'm the son of the king. Amar lahem hamelech, hoil uvivatach. So the king said to this man, he said, since you trusted in me, hanichula. And this is the secret of what David HaMelech said when he said, Elokai, my God, becha batachti al evosha. I will not be embarrassed because I trusted in Hashem. And the Slonim Rebbe in the Nesivos Shalom writes that this medrash, in the medrash Tehillim, which we don't have, this medrash is the secret of a Jew in Elul, or a Jewess, for that matter. A Jew in Elul comes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, "Kasher Yehudi somech ubotayach al Hashem Yisbarach b'yemei hadin." When a Jew comes in front of Hashem during these days of judgment, for which we're all preparing, "Mishapich b'zeh hadin l'rachamim." When the Jew says, "I trust in you, Hashem, that my judgment is going to be found favorable." So then he's mishapich the din terachmim. He turns the harsh judgment, which is against him, into Hashem's mercy. Ukelashon atfila v'sein sachar tov l'chol habotchim b'shimcha be'emes. Give good reward to those who trusted in you. Meaning even those who don't deserve good reward, but merely trusted in your kindness, Hashem. Who understood that if they claim to be b'nei melech, if they're proud to be Jews, if when they come before Hashem, they say, they scream, and they're not embarrassed to say, I'm ben melech, I'm bas melech, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have mercy on that person. Ratzalomar afilu ein behem shum maila acheres, even if they have nothing else going for them except, ba'avor shabotchem b'shimcha be'emes. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have mercy on that person. And this is what David HaMelech said in Tehillim. We say it every day, three times a day. Someich Hashem l'chol hanoflim v'zokef l'chol hakfufim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is someich havaya, Hashem is someich l'chol hanoflim. He supports those who have fallen but nonetheless trust in Him. V'zokef l'chol hakfufim, and He stands up those who are bent. And so now, as we always try to do in our study of the letters of Aleph Beis, we finally arrive at the meaning of the word samach. The meaning of the word samach comes from the Lashon of Somech. Somech Hashem L'chol Anoflim is the secret of the Samach. The Samach is the letter which, if properly understood, can help us to understand and to actualize that potential to rely on Hashem fully, to to be somech al Hashem, even if we are counted amongst those who are kol hanoflim. And the samach, which means to rely, to support oneself, helps us to have a chance at being mishapich ledin terachim, like the Nesiv HaShalom taught us. The words of Torah that we're studying here tonight should be, as it says on the top, should be refu shlema for my brother, Moshe Tzviv and Firdus Simcha. And in order to try to accrue merit for my brother, who's tzaddikim say that he's not sick. He's not sick. He's halfway through treatment, which is supposed to be preventative. Baruch Hashem, he's feeling pretty good most of the time. Baruch Hashem. But in order to accrue merit for my brother, for the little bit of merit that he needs to get fully better so that he can come back to start giving shirim again, etc., as the world so desperately needs to hear his Torah. So I've been trying, both in yeshiva and outside of yeshiva, to try to quote him a little bit more, to try to accrue merit for him. So the other night, my brother is on the list of people who get the emails for this shir, and he saw the title of this shir and thought that the following source might be apropos. So my brother pointed me to the Sefer Imrei Pinchas, a wonderful sefer. I had never happened to have seen this makor. Rav Pinchas Koritzer writes the following idea, which ties back into the month of Elul, which we find ourselves in. Rav Pinchas Koritzer is cited as having been known to speak very much about the letters Nun and Samach. Harav diber harbi b'inyan Nun v'samach. Kar mischabim hu smicha v'noflin l'noflin v'nase b'chinas nes. He would speak about the wondrous union of the letters Nun and Samach, the letter Nun, which we just learned not so long ago, and now the letter Samach, that when the Noflim come together with the Samach, when the Noflim who fall down on their faces, nonetheless have the wherewithal to realize that they have Avinu Shebashamayim on who to be Somich, it creates even, and maybe Dafka, with the lowest people, the Noflim, who are the Nuns, those who have fallen. The Nun Sofit, if I'm not mistaken, is the lowest of all letters. It can go to the lowest place. The Nun Shari Tuma. But when that Nun attaches to the Samach, when the Nofel attaches itself to the Samach and relies completely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Somech Hashem L'chol HaNoflim, it creates a wondrous union called Anes. Vahara huzal davar chidish bepizmon shal yom echa deslichos hamatchil b'motze minucha shumiyusar al pia aleph beis. And if Pinchas Karatzer showed a wondrous teaching that on the night of slichos, which we begin every motze Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, we begin the slichos, the first of the slichos that we say is miyusar al pi, the letters of the aleph beis, in this piyut called b'motze minucha. And every single letter gets to start a particular stanza of this piyut. It has a charuz bifnei atzma, each letter. Rak os nun v'samach shneim v'yachad, nasa gveim. In the piyut, which begins the entire process of slichos, Rav Pinchas Karatzer pointed out that the letters nun and samach are joined together, whereas every other letter gets its own paragraph. The Nun and Samach come together because Slichos, which is the beginning of when a Jew turns to Hashem and says, I know I haven't been the best, I know I haven't acted the way that you wanted me to, but I'm a Nofel, and I beseech you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a Merachim, as someone who I could be Somech on in a time of hardship. And therefore, I'm begging you, Hashem, for a Nes. I'm begging you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring together the letters Nun and Samach, and that's reflected in this Pizmon, in this piyut, in this slicha, that we return to Hashem, and we say nosagvim, ki ba'oso pizmo nizkar kama pamim inyan nisim v'niflos. We ask Hashem to make wonders and to make nisim, to make miracles for us, to return us to again be zocha, to be counted amongst those who, even if we're not really bnei beisecha, to be counted amongst bnei beisel. And with this, we can understand more deeply a Gemara in Masechet Sukkah, And the teaching of the Ben Dina Rav, the Yechayin Pa'er, who was the son-in-law of the Sfas Emes, in sources 6 and 7. The Gemara tells us that Rav Shimon ben Lakish Reish Lakish, who himself knew a thing or two about tshuva, said that Yitzro shel Adam Misgaber Lav B'chol Yom, a person's Yitzhar Hara tries to attack him every single day and is Misgaber over the person every day, Umevakesh Lahamiso, and wants to destroy the person, wants to kill the person. Shenemar Tzofer Rasha Letzadik Umevakesh Lahamiso, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, the Rasha, the Yitzhar Hara, is Tzofer, he's a scout, he's a lookout, to try to find the tzaddik and to meet him in a dark corner and tries to kill him. To remove him from both this world and the next world. The pleasure of being an Eved Hashem in this world and the reward that awaits such a person in the world to come. Now listen carefully to these words. And if not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps this person, it would be impossible for this person to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is the one who makes it possible for us to serve Him. It's the custom of many Jews at this time to study the Sefer Tomer Devorah. And in the Sefer Tomer Devorah, the Ramak of Moshe Cordovero describes how one of the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the midos alyonos of Hashem, is that Hashem, as we are, so to speak, Chas v'shalom, to even say the words, but as we are chalila kiviyachol spitting in Hashem's face by doing an aveira, Hashem is pumping blood through our bodies to allow us to do that aveira. Ki'ilu b'derech mashal, we borrowed a car from our parents and used it to run them over. Hashem gave us a body. Hashem gave us arms and legs and mouths to speak and eyes to see. And at the very moment that a person is serving Hashem, we go against him. So if it's true that when we don't succeed, the Tomer Devorah says that it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu activating our bodies and giving us the ability to actualize that free choice. Kal v'chomer, when we succeed at defeating the Yetzer Hara, the Gemara says, Il mole HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozer lo, einu yachalo. If not for the fact that Hashem was allowing us to have vitality stream through our bodies and our consciousness in order to act, it would be impossible to defeat the Yetzer Hara. So comes along the Yechon Pa'er, and he quotes from the Rebbe Rav Simcha Bonim. On the pasuk that describes the avoda of Yisachar, the bracha of Yisachar is that Yisachar, and really it's not just a bracha for Yisachar, but the reason, as the tzaddikim say, the reason that when Yaakov Avinu gave the brachos to the Shvatim, he wanted all of them there, is because as he was giving a bracha to Yisachar, that bracha was not just for Yisachar, it was primarily to Yisachar. But by having each of the Shvatim there, they really received, each of them, the bracha of their brother. And therefore, this is not just a bracha for Yisachar, but even if we find ourselves from a Shevet Levi or Shevet Yehuda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the vehicle of Yaakov Avinu, blessed the Jewish people, Vayehi Lemas Oved, that our service should be like a mas, like a weight, like a burden. A mas means a tax. It should be a tax upon us. Now, there are many teachings which relate to the literal meaning of that verse, that a person should serve Hashem even if they're not in the mood, that even though we said Nasa v'nishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still forced us to accept the Torah even after we already accepted it, because there are times when we're just not in the mood, and whether you're in the mood to pay the tax or not, when you go over the George Washington Bridge, they're going to charge you, what is it, like $45 now to go over the bridge, something like that? Right? So that's true. But the son-in-law of the Sfas Emes quotes from Rav Simcha Bunim, the Rebbe of Bunim of Pshischa, that an additional level of the blessing of Vayihi L'mas Oved is that the Gemara tells us, now listen carefully to the words, that a person needs miracles in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since the Gemara tells us that the letters Mem and Samach stood in the Luchos B'derech Neis, the Nun and the Samach come together to create a Neis, and therefore in the Luchos, the Mem and the Samach, meaning the Mem Sofit, and the Samach stood b'derech nes. How so? Because everybody remembers from the time that we were little children that the luchos were etched through and through, so that no matter which side you were looking through, you could see the etching of the luchos. So that's fine and good for the letter Aleph of Anochi and the letter Nun of Anochi. But when you get to the letter Samach or the letter Mem, so just picture in your mind's eye carving out a Samach in a stone through and through, what's going to happen? The middle is going to fall out. And therefore, the Gemara tells us that the letters Samach and Mem stood b'derech nes in the Luchos. Now, because the letter Mem is really talking about the Mem Sofit, I'd like to focus more on the letter Samach, which is the essence of that letter Samach. That the letter Samach, which is the first introduction to the letter Samach that the Jewish people ever had, at least the letter Samach in Ksav Ashuris, that the Luchos were given in, is that letter Samach stood b'derech nes. And the Chaim Pa'er explains what that means is Vayhi Lemas Oved, that a person's avoda has to be like a Mem and a Samach. A person has to realize that our avoda Hashem is Omer B'derech Nes. Il Mole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozer Lo, Eino Yachol. If not for the fact that Hashem was making our avoda Hashem stand B'derech Nes as a miracle, it would be impossible to serve Hashem. And so the letter Samach is introduced to us as a miraculous letter where we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am Somech, I am Samach upon you. I rest myself upon you and trust in you that even though I know that I haven't been 100%, and even the things that I did well, I understand that I couldn't have done it without you. I am Somech upon you because I am Nofel. Then you are Zoche to see that the letter Samach is Omer B'derech Nes. That the Noflim are able to be Somech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as Rav Pinchas Karzer taught us, this creates this union, this remarkable union of the Nun Samach of the Nes. The Nofel is Somech on Hashem. But this leads us to a little bit of a problem. Because if we're completely relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then something happens. We come to the world of truth. And the Gemara in Sukkah tells us that when we come to the world of Olam Haba, we come to the world of truth, so Hashem is going to take the Yetzer Hara, that Yetzer Hara whom without Hashem's help we would not be able to defeat, and Hashem is going to shecht, the Malach HaMavi is going to shecht the Yetzer Hara. And the Gemara tells us in Sukkah that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu shechts the Malach HaMavis, the Yetzer Hara, the Tzaddikim and the Rishayim together are going to come and they're going to cry. The Tzaddikim and the Rishayim are both going to cry. And the Gemara says the Rishayim are going to cry because they're going to see the Yetzer Hara as a tiny chut haseyar. They're going to see the Yetzer Hara as this tiny thread of hair. Like the person who wants to cross the finish line of the race and doesn't realize that that little banner that's there at the end just snaps as soon as you touch it. That the Rishayim are going to say, this was so easy. How could we have not defeated this simple thread of hair, this strand of hair? So simple to jump over. And the Tzaddikim are going to cry, says the Gemara, because they're going to see the Yetzer Hara shechted in front of them, and when they look at it, it's going to look like a tremendous mountain. And they're going to cry and say, how are we able to defeat this mountain? So the Megala Amukos of Krakow, the revealer of depths, as I say almost every time I quote the Megala Amukos, not everybody gets to be called the Megala Amukos, the revealer of depths. You have to be a pretty deep person to be called the Megala Amukos. Granted, he probably named his own Sefer, but it's an appropriate name for the Sefer. So the Megala Amukos says, I don't understand. That the Rishayim are crying because they were so easily fooled and they could have so simply defeated the Yetzer Hara, I understand why they're crying. But why are the Tzaddikim crying? Because they, after all, they defeated this gigantic mountain. So the Megala Amukos says, look together on page 8, on source 8. Pirshu akadmonim b'shvil ze bochen ha-tzaddikim shebli safek lo kavshuhu heim rak kodesh baruch hu ozrenu v'lo yilhem schar b'zeh. The tzaddikim come to this conclusion, they come to the world of truth, Hashem shechts the Yetzer Hara, and tzaddikim begin to cry. Because they realize, if the Yetzer Hara is such a tremendous mountain, Ilo Kadosh Baruch Hu Ozer Lanu, Eino Yachol. If not for the fact that it was really Hashem pulling the strings the entire time, we never could have possibly defeated the Yetzer Hara. So that they came to the understanding that the only thing they had was bitachon v'Hashem, that Hashem would help them, and really it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it the whole time, and they say, uh-oh, there's no schar. We didn't really do anything so great after all. So they start to cry. And now you'll excuse the pun, but we come full circle. And we started with the Gemara that La'asid Lavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a machul for the tzaddikin. And I'd like to suggest, although I have no source for it, but Libi Omer Li, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes this machul for the tzaddikin at the very moment that the tzaddikin are sitting there crying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, come. I want to make a circle for you. I want to show you that really all of the schar that you're going to get, the entire schar that's waiting for you, is just the fact that you believed that I was going to help you. And so the Reishis Chachma, the great Kabbalistic work of Musar, and source number 9 from Rav Eliyahu Davidas, points out that Nira Shesiyua Ha'adam Liskavra Al Yitzro Humi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mas Shevach LaTzadik. What does the tzadik deserve any reward for, as the Megalim Kos pointed out? Aval Inyan Hu Kila Olam B'chol Advarim Tzarech Is Orus Tachton Batchila. That really what the person needs to do is nothing more than just create a small awakening from below. And that small awakening from below brings down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu this help, this azara, this Yeshua, which allows the person to defeat the Yetzer Hara. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come and he's going to say, let's make a machol l'tzadikim. I want to make a circle for the tzadikim. Let's make a samach together. Because I want to show you that even though you're crying and you think, I didn't do anything, it all started with you. What's the difference between the Rishayim and the tzadikim? The difference between the Rishayim and the tzadikim is that the tzadikim were never miyayesh. They never gave up hope. The Rasha is the one who, instead of relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rasha, David HaMelech says, walks in circles instead of relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's circle. He, instead of being somech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he tries to be somech on himself. He's kol hazman, he's soviv. But the person is not miyayish and says, I know I can't do this myself, but I'm somech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem comes l'asad lavo and makes a machol l'tzadikim. He makes a circle of the tzadikim. He says, this samach that we're making together, at which you point to the middle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the middle, that's the entire Isarusa Dilatata, that's the entire awakening from below, which makes the whole difference between Rishayim and Tzadikim. That you trusted in me and that you never gave up, and that even if you fell, you continued to push on. Like Rabbi Nachman said all the time, that even if a tzaddik makes a mistake, that doesn't mean that the tzaddik is not a tzaddik. And it doesn't mean that the mistake is not a mistake. But rather, the mistake remains a mistake, and the tzaddik remains a tzaddik. And the only difference is that sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam. The tzaddik continues to have nefila after nefila after nefila, but keeps getting up because understands, it's not up to me. I'm somech on Hashem. And in that moment when the tzaddikim are standing together in that circle, they come to an amazing realization. They come to the realization that echad hamarba ve'echad hamemayit, whether I did a lot or I did a little in my life, whether I'm the biggest tzaddik or I'm just a little tzaddik, ve'ameich kulam tzaddikim, regardless of my level of tzidkus, as long as I was doing it l'shem shamayim, I realized that we're all equal around this circle. Rav Leib Le'eger, in source number 7, quotes a teaching from his grandfather, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rav Leib Le'eger, of course, was the chassid who came from the family of Misnagdim. And so lovingly, Rav Leib Le'eger quotes from his grandfather, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Agav azkir davar bi'ito matov b'shem kvod kodsho adoni avi zakeni hanesher hagadol, the great, my grandfather, the great eagle, Hagon HaKadosh, Rabbeinu Akiva Eger, with a whole lot of other Zecher Tzaddik HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chayim Hab Zuchus Again Aleinu, V'al Kol Yisrael Amen. Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasas Machal HaTzadikim Lasas Lava. Hashem is going in the future, going to make a machal for the Tzadikim. Listen, we're going to read through this quickly. Kol Echad Ve'Echad Ma'ara Be'etzbo, each one points with his finger. Shenemar Ve'omar Bayom Ahu Hinei Elkeinu Zek Kivinu Lov Yosheinu, quoting the Gemara. In this world, every tzaddik has his way of trying to serve Hashem. This tzaddik serves Hashem by falling down a million times and still pushing forward. This tzaddik serves Hashem by only falling sometimes but keep pushing forward. This tzaddik is really serving Hashem b'derech tefillah. This one b'derech chesed. This one b'derech Torah. Each one in his own way. And each one at his own level. Lo kederach tzadik hazeh, derach tzadik hazeh. Each tzadik does his own thing. Ach la'asid yisgala ki kol eila hadrachim derach echad hu. But la'asid lavo, Rabbi Akiva Eger explained that what's the circle of the tzadikim? Each one will understand, no matter how much or how little I did, when I realized that it wasn't me all along, it was all Hashem. And that all Hashem wanted for me is to not give up, to be so mech alav. To come before Him and say, I'm mi bnei beiso shel hamelech, and that when we come before Hashem and He says, really, you're one of my banim? You don't seem to be acting like one of my banim. We say, we know, but we trusted in you, so we kept on pushing forward. And therefore, la'asid lavo, what's the amazing thing about a circle? That no matter where you are in the circle, it's equidistant to the center, says Rabbi Akiva Eger. So whether I'm a little tzaddik or I'm a big tzaddik, as long as I'm in the circle, I'm just as far and just as close from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say I was a big tzaddik and I did 1 million mitzvos in my lifetime. Is that any closer to the infinite Ein Sof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the person who did 500 mitzvos or one mitzvah? Because that's all that they were able to finally succeed at, even though they worked their whole life and kept on falling down. But no matter how many times they scraped their knees, they continued to get up. There's no difference. And this is the letter Samach. The letter Samach, which is that circle, which is Somech Hashem L'chol Anoflim. That's the teaching, that's the essence of the letter Samach. So now we work our way through Elul. In this time, when we begin the Slichos, in just a little bit more time, and we come to the period of Tshuva, Tfila, Utztaka, knowing full well that no matter how much we do, really, the only thing we can do is throw ourselves at the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so David HaMelech teaches us in Tehillim once again. And the Tzadikim help us to be glasses for us to see what David HaMelech is teaching us. That if du es Hashem besimcha bo lefanov birnana, we can serve Hashem besimcha. Du ki Hashem hu Elokim hu asanu velo anachnu, amo v'tzon marisa. And it's pointed out in the Svarim HaKadoshim, the Svas Emes, and others, as many of the tzaddikim are wont to do at this time, to try to find remazim, to try to find allusions to this time period of Elul. And they point out that the words "Hu asanu v'lo anachnu" is actually a Kriya Niksiv. The way that it's written and the way that it's pronounced, we have a tradition, our, even though the word "lo" is pronounced the same way either way, but the way that we are told to think about pronouncing the word and the way that we write the word are different. So that "lo" and "lo," "lamed aleph," "lamed vav," are the osios elul. And the Svas Emes writes, "B'inyan Rosh Chodesh El Amar Lecha Dvarim Kitzar." Let me explain to you a small, short thing, which we should carry with us the rest of this Chodesh El and onward into the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Harav Shiyich Yapirish El Ksiv V'Lo Anachnu V'Yesh Kriu Ksiv V'Lo Bivav. There's a Lo Lamed Aleph and there's a Lo Bivav Lamed Vav. Ayin Sham B'Mizmar L'Soda. Upirish, and the explanation of this is, Shahakol echa, that this is all one. Kikol, listen to these words. Kikol masha adam lo anachnu, ratzalomar. Bifnei atzmo eno klum. The more a person says, lo anachnu, it is not us. We are not doing it. So then lo anachnu, we become his. We become Hashem's. The more that a person says, Lo anachnu, I could never rely on myself. But ultimately, kedalim ukarashim dafaknu d'lasecha, we come to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like impoverished people, being sonech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo anachnu, it's not us. So then, lo anachnu, we become bnei beiso, we become his. We become the household of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh perish elul, masha adam al. Because a person in Elul says, Al, 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 it's not me. Lo klum. That person becomes Lo LaKadosh Baruch, becomes Hashem's. And so for the second time, I'll quote my brother. The first one was just the Mara Makom that he gave me. This one is actually his own teaching, his Chiddush. Should be his Chos for his Refuah. This is one of my favorite teachings of his. At one Elul, he was saying Asher Yatzar. And he noticed, as I told you, is the way of the tzaddikim to try to find allusions to the Chodesh Elul, that he noticed when he was saying Asher Yatzar that as he was coming to the middle of the bracha, that V'yadu lefnei chisei chvodecha she'im b'paseach echad mehem o yisaseim echad mehem. Hashem, you understand in front of your kisei kavod that if you would open or close one of the openings of our heart, of our body, to allow food in, to allow poisons out, so then it would be impossible to stand before you for a single moment if not for the fact that you were making our bodies work. The only reason we're able to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the fact that it's impossible to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu if not for the fact that he was opening and closing the different pores in our body, if not for the fact that he was opening our hearts to be able to serve him. B'derech Neis. Ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozer lanu, enu yachla. And that's what Chodesh El is all about, coming to that recognition that we are somech al HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we are nofla. And ultimately the goal of coming from El is to eventually come to those sweet days, the Yom Simchaseinu of Sukkot, when we can be cleansed, when we can go out like the Svar Makadoshim say, like the Zohar already says, that when we take the lulav and esrog in our hands, it's like a person who comes back from battle, back from war, holding his sword in the air, showing his victory. And the Zohar doesn't exactly say this, but he has his little grenade also, right? His little esrog. And we come back victorious from battle, we come back cleansed, and enter into the Sukkas Shalom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so we'll end that the letter Samach carries us not only through the month of Elul, and through the beginning of Tishrei, but carries us all the way to this amazing time of Sukkot, which is Od Ma'at will be upon us. The weather already outside tonight is already a little bit getting a little Sukkot. And the Arizal, as is recorded in the Sefer Pri Etz Chaim from Chaim Vital, the Arizal taught that through the mitzvah of Sukkah, which is the mitzvah of Sukkas Shalom, Sukkah, which begins with a Samach, is really the teaching of Samach. How so? Because a samach, as we all understand, a samach, it's a shame we only have we allocated for ourselves one shir per letter, but we could talk about this for a whole other shir, about how the letter samach is related to this teaching. That the bechina of the samach is that everybody knows that al pi halacha, a sukkah needs to be a minimum, it doesn't have to have complete four walls, but a sukkah has to be two walls and a tefach in order to be a kosher sukkah. And the Arizal says that the two walls and the tefach of the sukkah are hinted to in the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, but it says, Smolo tachas roshi, that Hashem's right hand is under my head. I'm sorry, Smolo, Hashem's left hand is under my head. And the Arizal taught that roshi is Rosh Hashanah. The left hand, which is the din, which is the harshness of Rosh Hashanah, smolo tachas roshi, v'yamino, and his right hand, which is his chesed, the beauty, the sweetness of Sukkot, tichav keni, tein li chibuk, gives me a hug. And so the Arizal pointed out so beautifully that of course when you give somebody a hug, you're putting a samach around them. And I can't give this shir without mentioning that Rabbi Shlomo Karlbach always used to say that when a person gets married, so the husband puts on his wife's finger a samach, as if to say, I know I'm not going to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, maybe during Shana Rishona, but after that, it's going to be impossible to constantly be together all the time, but I want you to know that every time you look down at your finger, you'll see that there's a little hug. I might not be able to be there, but there's a little hug around your finger the entire time. And when a Jew goes into the sukkah, every single time a Jew enters into that place of the sukkah, and enters into that place of Biyaminu Techabkeni, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the hug. So the Arizal pointed out, take a look, everybody, at me and those listening at home, you have to imagine, when you give somebody a hug, you have two walls and a tefach. This is a tefach, the fist is a tefach. And when you give somebody a hug, you're enveloping them in that two walls and a tefach of the sukkah. So that when a Jew walks into the sukkah, they're receiving a hug from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The sukkah, which begins with samach, which, of course, in its fullest form is four walls, is the circle, is the samach, is the hug of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, is the embrace of Hashem Yisbarach. So that we begin Elul with the slichos, and we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am somech upon you, because I am one of those who are counted amongst the noflim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries us all the way to the Yom Tov of Sukkot and gives us a samach, gives us that hug, puts his hands on our back and says that even though it may not look 100% to the outside like you're doing everything you're supposed to be doing, the fact that you are boteach bi, the fact that you trusted in me, means that you're worthy to be counted amongst those who are b'nei beisi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that in the merit of our Torah study, we should be zocha to be misorer to feelings of tshuva me'ava, to feelings of tshuva from love, so that all of our averus will be turned from mezidin to mitzvos. And that merit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us, we should come to the great day of Sukkot, and not just the sukkah that we're going to sit in Mirtz Hashem in a few weeks, but to the great day when we'll be zocha to sit in the sukkah of the Luv Yasan, that sukkah of the Luv Yasan, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be giving us a never-ending and an ever-eternal embrace. We should be zocheh to see that day soon.